Chapter 30. And Musa spoke to the heads of the tribes concerning the children of Israel, saying, This is the thing which Yahweh has commanded. If a man vow a vow to Yahweh, or swear an oath to bind his soul with a bond, he shall not break his word. He shall do according to all that proceeds out of his mouth. A woman also vow a vow to Yahweh, and bind herself by a bond, being in her father's bath in her youth. And her father hears her vow and her bond, wherewith she has bound her soul, and her father shall hold his shalom at her, then all her vows shall stand, and every bond wherewith she has bound her soul shall stand. But if her father disallow her in the day that he hears not any of her vows or of her bonds, wherewith she has bound her soul shall stand, and Yahweh shall forgive her because her father disallowed her. And if she had at all a husband when she vowed or uttered anything out of her lips wherewith she bound her soul, and her husband heard it and held his shalom at her in the day that he heard it, then her vow shall stand, and her bonds wherewith she bound her soul shall stand. But if her husband disallowed her on the day that he heard it, then he shall make her vow which she vowed, and that which she uttered with her lips, wherewith she bound her soul, of none effect, and Yahweh shall forgive her. But every vow of a widow, and of her that is divorced, wherewith they have bound their souls, shall stand against her. And if she vowed in her husband's bath, or bound her soul by a bond with an oath, and her husband heard it, and held his shalom at her, and disallowed her not, then all her vows shall stand, and every bond wherewith she bound her soul shall stand. But if her husband has utterly made them void on the day he heard them, then whatsoever proceeded out of her lips concerning her vows, or concerning the bond of her soul, shall not stand. Her husband has made them void, and Yahweh shall forgive her. Every vow and every binding oath to afflict the soul, her husband may establish it, or her husband may make it void. But if her husband altogether hold his shalom at her from day to today, then he establishes all her vows, or all her bonds, which are upon her. He confirms them, because he held his shalom at her in the day that he heard them. But if he shall in any way make them void after that he has heard them, then he shall bear her iniquity. These are the statutes which Yahweh commanded Musa between a man and his wife, between the father and his daughter, being yet in her youth, in her father's bait. It is very clear from these passages in vows that when a wife or a daughter in her father's house vows a vow, if the father hears it, he can annul them. If a husband hears, he can annul them. The same goes true for dreams. If a wife says, I had such and such a dream, if the husband annuls that dream will be void. If the husband confirms that dream will be confirmed. This confirms the ultimate authority of the household, and the head of the household to a married woman is her husband. If she is living with her father, then her father is the head of the household. And this authority cannot be subverted, cannot be subdued, or cannot be removed by any woman whatsoever. This only goes to prove that a husband must be respected by his wife, and authority given to him to run the household as he desires and as he directs to his wife or wives. Any woman that is rebellious, that tries to subvert the authority of the husband, shall duly be punished by the heavens in this life, and she will lose the world to come. Provided the husband is a right-ruling Torah man, compassionate, and one who is willing to lift up his wife and enhance her and build her. In spite of that, if the wife rebels and tries to remove the authority of her husband, the punishment will equally be severe.